Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet today reiterated its commitment to make Seva Teerth a global example of sensitive, accountable and citizen-centric governance. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed that the Cabinet approved the proposal for alteration of the name of State of Kerala as Keralam.
There was a long-standing demand that the name of Kerala should be changed to Keralam. Today, the Union Cabinet has approved this demand. Following this decision, the Honorable President will send the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026 to the State Legislative Assembly. After the decision of the State Assembly is received, the Government of India will take the next step in the matter.
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approved three multi-tracking projects covering eight districts across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The Minister said Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs gave its approval for the development of the civil enclave at Srinagar International Airport. The Cabinet approved extension of existing North-South corridor from Gift City to Shahpur of Gujarat Metro Rail Corporation Limited. The Minister said the Cabinet approved enhanced delegation to Power Grid from the extant guidelines on delegation of powers to Maharatna CBSEs for increasing equity investment threshold from 5,000 crore rupees per subsidiary to 7,500 crore rupees per subsidiary. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet approved minimum support prices or MSP of raw jute for marketing season 2026-27. He said the MSP of raw jute TD3 grade has been fixed at 5,925 rupees per quintal for 2026-27 season. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. The Prime Minister is scheduled to hold wide-ranging talks with his Israeli counterpart, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu, in Tel Aviv. Mr. Singh said several agreements will be signed after the talks between both the Prime Ministers. Later, a series of programs will be held in Jerusalem. Ambassador of India to Israel, J.P. Singh, has termed Prime Minister Modi's visit to Israel as historic. The Supreme Court has permitted the Chief Justice of the Calcutta High Court to deploy civil judges and requisition judicial officers from neighbouring Jharkhand and Odisha to deal with 80 lakh claims and objections under the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. A bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant took note of a letter from the Calcutta High Court Chief Justice stating that 250 district judges engaged in the exercise would require around 80 days to complete the verification process. Considering the time constraints, the Apex Court allowed the deployment of additional civil judges. Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav today presided over the signing of four Memorandum of Understandings or MOUs for implementation of Standard Framework and Road Asset Management System for dust-free and sustainable urban roads in Delhi NCR. The MOUs are in line with the Standard Framework for Paving and Greening of Urban roads issued by the Commission of Air Quality Management in National Capital Region and adjoining areas. Delhi police today said that they have found concrete evidence regarding a youth Congress protest that took place in India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. Addressing the media, Special CP Crime Branch Devesh Chandra Shivastav said that the investigation into the case has been transferred to the interstate cell of the crime branch. He added that eight people have been arrested on the basis of the investigation, including Indian Youth Congress IYC President Uday Bhanu Chip. Meanwhile, a Delhi court today sent IYC President Uday Bhanu Chip to four-day police custody. Judicial Magistrate Ravi allowed 4 days of custody to the police to question Chip over his role in the AI summit protest. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty plunged around 1.2% today. Sensex tanked to 1,069 points to close at 82,226, while Nifty slipped to 88 points to settle at 25,425. And that is the end of this news bulletin.